We're now going to segue to, so hang on, one of our greatest games in Giants franchise history, and Raf does a great job of putting us together, and I think you enjoy it every Sunday. So here we go, our greatest game.
Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to April 11th of 2000, and it's the opening of Pac Bell Park. And Chris, this was a significant moment for the city of San Francisco as this ballpark was privately financed. The voters had voted down some initiatives to build the ballpark, but the ownership got it done. They did it in a private way, and here were the Dodgers once again on a beautiful sunny day to inaugurate Pac Bell Park, which changed the landscape of San Francisco forever. But this was another game in Giants history, Chris, and here we go. Dodgers-Giants, it's Kirk Reeder on the hill for the Giants, and Chan Ho Park for the Dodgers, and a couple of big games for a couple of players.
When you think about who might star in this game, you think of, oh, Barry Bonds for the Giants, certainly, and Dodgers had a very talented lineup at that time. That's the great thing about baseball, Marty. You never know who's going to step up, and for the Dodgers on this day, it was Kevin Elster, light-hitting infielder, who wasn't so light-hitting on this afternoon.
No, we didn't know if the ballpark was going to be a home run park or not, but that day, Kevin Elster hits three home runs for the Dodgers. He hits two off Kirk Reeder, another one off Felix Rodriguez, and the Dodgers hold on to win this game 6-5. The Giants, on the other hand, get homers from Barry Bonds.
Pitch to Bonds, swinging a high drive, right center field, a good ride, White going back, at the wall, out of here! Bonds lights it up, and the Giants take the lead. It's 2-1 in right center field.
And the homers from Doug Mirabelli and JT Snow. Snow's in the ninth inning, if you remember, fans, made the score 6-5, and that's the way it ended up as the Dodgers beat the Giants 6-5 on this opening day at Pac Bell Park before 40,930. The Giants go on to win the National League West that year with a 97-65 mark. First in the West, they beat the Dodgers by 11 games, and then lose in a division series to the Mets 3-1. But Chris, part of what happened here in this ballpark was the Giants couldn't win a game. They went 6 games before they could win when they lost 6 in a row.
I think that's stunning, Marty. It really is. Again, that's just the way baseball works sometimes. As you mentioned, they lost 6 in a row, but then went on to win 55 of their final 75 home games. Just a phenomenal clip. And I remember covering another team at that time. I was covering the Cincinnati Reds. They came in, got swept. So I watched it happen. Reds came in for another series in September, and the Giants thumped them again. They were just a thoroughly impressive team here at home.
Well, the Giants lost 6-5 in this one, 6-5 again, 11-7 to the Dodgers. They lost to Arizona 3-1 and 7-4. Lost to Montreal 9-3 before finally beating Montreal on April the 29th, 2-1, as Kirk Reeder beat Javier Vasquez that day. They had lost their first 6 games at Pac Bell Park. And how do they win it 2-1? Barry Bonds hits a home run in the 8th inning, and the Giants win it 2-1. The Giants go on that year to have a tremendous season, 97-65. Dusty Baker, the manager, Davey Johnson, the manager of the Dodgers that day. For the Giants, the lineup will always be remembered. Marvin Bernard, Bill Miller, Barry Bonds, Jeff Kent, Ellis Burks, JT Snow, Rich Aurelia, Doug Mirabelli, and Kirk Reeder. And Chris, this was the nucleus of a team that did pretty well right after that.
Oh, certainly. They had a very strong season in 2001, even though they did not make the postseason. In 2002, they won the National League pennant. Then we won't talk about the ensuing World Series. Well, of course we have to. They lost the World Series in 7 games to the Angels. And another strong year in 2003 with 100 victories. Another near miss of the postseason in 2004. So for quite a while, as you said, that 2000 roster served as the template for a lot of success.
The home plate umpire that day is San Francisco's own Eddie Montague. He's behind the plate that day. He gets the honor.
Of course, I grew up at Candlestick Park. I was a vendor out there for 10 years and saw, you know, hundreds of games out there. But coming to this park, every day I enjoy it. It's just exciting with the sellouts and just to walk across that Lefty O'Dool Bridge and looking at the boats out in the bay. It's magnificent.
Eddie, of course, was there in 1958 as a fan and was there in 1960 when Candlestick opened as well. The first hit in the game, Devon White. First run for the Giants, Bonds drives in Bill Miller. And the Giants lose that opening game 6-5 to the Dodgers. But it was the beginning of just a wonderful revitalization of South of Market and the beginning of a great, great dynasty, really, of what this ballpark has become.
There's so much going on here now, Marty. Everybody wants to live here. The Warriors are probably going to build their new arena around here. So many businesses have sprung up. There's going to be more in Lot A, you know, pretty soon, in a couple years. But I remember this, the not humble beginnings, but just the start of it there in 2000. As I said, I covered the Reds, and I walked into the ballpark for the first time. I just kind of stood there. I was in the outfield, and one of the Reds happened to be doing his pregame running in the outfield, and he ran right past me because I was in the first or second row. Between huffs and puffs, he said to me, "This is a heck of a yard." And then I remember being in a dugout and turn around, and there's Barry Bonds pointing out landmarks in the park to Barry Larkin with his bat, you know, pointing his bat at certain places. It was just a whole new beginning and just a really neat thing.
Right, great recollection. The first time we got to see the Coke bottle and the glove in left field, a couple of the trademarks of AT&T Park today. But it was Pac Bell Park then. It was April 11, 2000. Another great game in Giants franchise history. Back with more right after this.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.